Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this woman says that she enjoys low diversity hobbies. What are there no Jeets on the slopes? What, it's too cold and expensive for them? Other low diversity hobbies I can think of include sailing, tennis, kiteboarding, dirt biking, golf, and of course the most important one, which is eating unseasoned food. Minorities hate food that doesn't have herbs and spices in excessive amounts. Why do you think the KFC is so popular with certain demographics? Up next, this woman slept with 600 men in 2024, and now wants to settle down and find love. Well, I'll tell you this much, if she does find a simp to be with, she definitely won't get away with the I have a headache excuse anymore. And you just know that some simp will take the bait even though when the wind blows, her crotch whistles. Even with that problem, she's still going to attract guys that say they can fix her. They should start with their STDs first. Number 3, here's the difference between our Canadian Prime Minister's holdings on the left, which are 91% American equities, and on the right is Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the opposition, and he holds Canadian equities and also Bitcoin. Poor old Pierre is committing financial suicide. If he's going to hold his Bitcoin through the whole bear market, and Canadian stocks don't even keep up with inflation. He probably smartly sold most of his Bitcoin recently, and maybe that's why his holdings are so low. Moving on, according to a New York Compost article, a 34-year-old demands that her ex cover the cost of IVF and eggs, because he ghosted her after a decade-long relationship. She says he's 38 and has another decade before having a family. Now she wants financial payback for the fertility that she'll never get back. Of course, she'll never take accountability for wasting 10 years to find out that he wasn't the one. You just know that one day women will probably implement a ghosting fertility tax. Number 5, here's what dating is like in 2024. Her match on a dating app says, I hope a tiny girl like you can take a huge swing swing. She gets upset and then he says, how do you expect me to treat a woman with an OF page because he saw the link to it in her Instagram bio? I guess there will be no first date. He already made up his mind and shamed her. But she shouldn't be worrying because there are plenty of simps that'll come along and date her. If you act like a whore, then you'll be treated like one. Up next, here's another friendly reminder that cloned meat enters Canada's food supply without being labeled, and having no safety review. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? World governments have taken upon themselves to not allow me to clone myself, so that I can have a son that's technically my younger brother, and instead it's forcing me to eat cloned meat. But joke's on them. The only meat products I eat these days are wild-caught fish. Number 7, here's yet another crazy story from Canada. The military here will rely on an army of public servants to boost its ranks by 300,000. Ordinary government employees will have to be trained in boomstick management, drive trucks, and fly drones. So the government is going to train bureaucrats in boot camp. My thinking is that the government wants to fire surplus workers, and many will just quit their jobs rather than going to boot camp. But why? They say they want to fight fascists, and this is their chance. Moving on, maybe this is the reason why communists starve their people. Because anorexia shrinks the brain more than any other mental condition. With a smaller brain, it's hard for you to revolt against your overlords. Why do you think that elites like Bill Gates don't want people eating beef? They want us dumb and easily controlled like cattle, so they don't want us to eat any. Throughout history, the wealthy always had access to more food, which just cemented their position in the hierarchy by boosting their IQ. Number 9, in the latest installments of Alien and Predator, they're both controlled by female androids. Thanks, Disney. I can confirm Alien, but I haven't seen Predator, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were true. After seeing this, maybe now we know why they actually want to sleep with the bear. They think that their sexuality is so powerful to control every living being for some reason. But seriously, can't we have new stories instead of recycling the same old tired stories for decades? Up next, here's a chart showing the effects of women's suffrage on fertility rates. As taxes shot up because women demanded that Big Daddy government get into debt to pay for things for them, in return for their votes, people started having less kids. But correlation doesn't actually mean causation. There are multiple reasons for falling fertility rates. I think the biggest reason is that life is too easy and we're getting our dopamine from phones, food, and sex, and those beat out the love that we get from having a kid. Number 11, whatever happened to body positivity? Here's Meghan Trainor at the Baby 2 Baby Gala. Makes you wonder what the hell ever happened to it. Maybe it melted the way that Ozempic melts in the fatty's mouth. Ozempic be collecting celebrities like they're Infinity Stones or something. It's all about the base until you get your hands on some Ozempic. The only problem I have with her new look is her face. It looks like a taxidermist did her fake up. Moving on, here's a doodle of Mam Danny's wife that she drew. It's her as George Floyd. You can't make this level of crazy up. People are saying that it's not it, and she just put this out to show solidarity with the Palestinian protesters and the police brutality that they're suffering through. I believe that inside the hearts and minds of every protester is a narcissist, hoping that someone takes a picture of them like this, making history, being the ultimate victim. Number 13, here's how you know you're living in Boomerville. These are the ages of average home buyers in the United States. Out of all the buyers, the median is 59. But you know, it's boomers skewing that number up higher. Repeat buyers are definitely boomers at the age of 62. Boomers own their homes and are mom and pop landlords too. And what are they going to do when the housing market eventually pops and the majority of their net worth is tied up in it? They'll be lucky to die in a mattress at that point. But you just know that the federal government will probably bail them out. Up next, here's the current level of delusion that women are embracing. The odds of finding an unmarried man aged 18 to 45 who's not obese, at least 6 feet tall, and makes 100 grand a year is only 0.43% of the population. This tells me that the future for 95% plus of women out there is boxed wine and cats. Also, those are basic characteristics. They also expect them to be rich, have a good-looking face, and decent personality. So that's just 0.05% of men. And even if they do find him, he's probably just going to smash and dash them. Number 15, Google is now hiding live women's football scores until the matches are over. That's quite a commitment because I hear that it takes a lot of resources to live track 0-0 scores for a couple hours. Also, how is this even news when no one cares about women's soccer and the WNBA as well? But seriously, I guess all the soccer simps out there are going to have no choice but to watch women's soccer live now. Moving on, look who's losing all her attention. What little she was getting. Zendaya, according to the Daily Mail, is in a feud with Sydney Sweeney because of political differences. More like attention and double D differences, if you ask me. Not to mention Sweeney also looks better in jeans. Apparently Zendaya is refusing to do joint interviews with Sydney while promoting the film Euphoria. People say this is gossip and it's not true. If it wasn't, then Zendaya would probably sue them. Number 17, James Watson, the man who discovered DNA, was being attacked in his lifetime because he thought that IQ was hereditary, and he didn't hire obese people. You know what they say. The trailblazers in our time will be hated, but they will be respected by future generations. One day when we start splicing higher-level IQ genes from white people into blacks, eliminating ignorance and turning them all into Carlton and Geordie LaForge, the world will remember our time as barbaric. Up next, Trump says that America and Italy have been allies since the times of ancient Rome, and the translator's reaction behind him is priceless. Was he telling a joke? Apparently not. Supposedly a leftist changed his words, though, and used an old photo. Liberals love their fake news, and in Canada, it's now legal for news outlets to knowingly lie about the news. Then again, I think it's actually true, and here I've got a picture to prove that it actually did happen during their conference in Egypt. Number 19, remember guys that women want what other women want, and they can't decide what they want for themselves. It all comes down to women would rather share a high-value, unfaithful dude than having a faithful loser all to themselves. They're like kids playing with toys and we all have to go along for the ride. Unless, of course, we choose to go our own way. But women are humble and this one just wants James Bond. Women are also willing to steal a good man, then go out and find one themselves. Moving on, finally, here's some semi-good news from Canada. Church attendance is increasing for the first time in decades. Of course it is. Because conservatives are the only group that are actually having a fertility rate that's above replacement levels in many places. The bad part is that this is the rise of the trad cucks and of sluts, with their high notch counts which will exploit their faith and goodness to marry and then divorce rape them. Besides, women control the church and the pastors. Number 21, now back to completely bad news from Canada. We've lost our completely measles-free status, which we maintained since 1998. Looks like Canada is quickly turning into the third world. A bunch of years ago, we were also having tuberculosis make a comeback in with regards to immigrants. We need to bring back immigration screenings the way they used to do on Ellis Island to make sure the new Canadians don't come here and bring diseases with them. But that's never going to happen. Up next, the left is celebrating because Sydney Sweeney's new movie tanks at the box office after her jeans controversy. First off, her boxing film looks more like a low-budget film. And it's independent without the backing of a studio, so it didn't get proper distribution. On top of that, it didn't get much marketing either. Plus, it was released the same weekend as Predator Badlands, which dominated at the box office. So to blame her jeans controversy is kind of stupid. Number 23, when you go out on a date, you need to hope that she doesn't show up wearing this shirt saying that her chesticles might be fake, but that her schwing schwang is real. I suppose that honesty really is the best policy. Just pray she isn't turned on by you, and if you run away, then run away backwards just in case she tries to peg you with her third leg from behind. Then again, how do you know she isn't just carrying a rooster, a real-life one, in her undies? Moving on, here's Millie Bobby Brown, and she looks her age again. For a while, she looked like she was in her mid-40s. I'm glad she fired her stylist. So she looks younger now from the neck up, I suppose. But down below, she doesn't need to go out for pancakes anymore, because it looks like she's got a couple of flapjacks at home. A few galas later, she changed into this dress, so she wouldn't be flip-flopping anymore. Looking this good, I think she might actually have an acting career ahead of her again. Here's how horribly old she looked recently. Number 25 and the last one, parents issue a warning for travel destinations after both their daughters die of vacation allowance. This is relevant because Gen Z is doing more traveling to dangerous countries than past generations for some reason. Thailand, Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Malaysia, as well as the Philippines, are mostly safe. But one of my followers said, everywhere else is off limits, including Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Borneo. Do you guys agree? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.